The amygdala doesn't learn a thing if you simply try conversing with it. You have to approach it on its own level. Remember, the amygdala wants to create bodily reactions focused on fighting, fleeing, or freezing. It needs experiences to which it can react, not words. For example, when I feel my amygdala activating the defense response, I often choose to respond in a way it understands, through exercise. I take a brisk walk, or I go on a brief run if I feel particularly stressed. When the dean asks me to come to her office for a talk, it may look like I'm hurrying across campus because I'm late for a meeting, but I'm actually giving my amygdala a calming aerobic experience. After all, the amygdala wants me to flee the situation. So when I get moving, even though I'm actually heading toward the dean's office, it will calm down. The situation that I feel stressed about still exists, but I'm able to calm my amygdala in spite of this. Even simpler than exercising, you can use your breath to send a message to your amygdala. That's because your amygdala is always paying attention to your breathing. In fact, it is able to monitor the carbon dioxide levels in your blood. If you want to create a feeling of panic, just cut off your air supply and the amygdala will most certainly activate. The reverse is also true. If you focus on slowing your breathing, your amygdala will calm down. Although strategies like deep breathing and exercise can help you communicate with your amygdala on its own level, perhaps it is most important to communicate new information to your amygdala. You can teach your amygdala that there is little danger in certain situations and that it doesn't need to create the defense response at those times.